Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Sarah Wall-Beckman. She's a pageant coach, an interview coach, and she just happens to be the first ever Miss International. And she's on the show tonight, and we took some live questions with her from the chat room, and now you can see how that all played out. That's tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello, everybody, and my name is Cecilia Margraf, your Miss St. Francis 2013, and you are watching the Pageant Cast with Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. I'm so pleased that you could join us. I'm Tim Kretschmann, and in the other room, or in the other world of Skype, we have our good friend, Sarah Wall-Beckman, interview pageant coach. Have I gotten the name right each time, Sarah? Because I was deathly afraid I was going to call you by your maiden name here.
Each time.
I'm so happy. And we have, I've been mentioning, we have a crazy bunch that is in our chat room right now. And we have to give them just a little bit of love by reading some of the questions from the chat room, room. I didn't have an echo effect, so I just do it with my voice. That's right. We got people shouting out right now. You got some crazy fans. I'm telling you, crazy fans. Let's see what I can find here. The first one that I have that I pinned for myself is someone named Christina that is asking, what is the one thing you wish you would have known when you were competing?
You know, it's that question. You don't have to have the perfect answer. You don't have to have ISIS figured out. If you asked about that on stage, all you have to show is that you can think your way through an answer. Because again, the onstage question is just an example of who you're going to be on the road, because you can be asked anything when you are making an appearance throughout your year, your reign. So if you're asked one of those terrible questions that even, you know, the president or the Supreme Court can't figure out, all you have to say is, my first reaction is this. I also believe that, or I understand why people can feel the opposite. Acknowledge both sides in your answer. That way you haven't alienated anybody on the panel, but make sure you answer the question, because that's the first thing the judge will ask themselves when they judge is, did she answer the question?
Absolutely.
I recommend answering the question, acknowledge both sides, and then reiterate why you feel the way you do.
Fantastic. We have another one. We got a lot of questions coming in, so you're going to have to speed it up there over there, lady. Okay, Anne is asking, how can you get over stage fright or camera freeze? I got the answer to that. It's called Jägermeister. And you just have about half a bottle. You will have no stage. That's a bad idea. Well, let's go to the professional. Go ahead. Tell us, how do you get over stage fright, Sarah?
Okay, this is really interesting. My coach, Sherry Kennedy, who is a fantastic coach and just an exemplary human being, but she always used to tell me that you're not nervous, you're excited. And it was kind of like, yeah, I'm actually really nervous. But the part of your brain that deals with nervous and excited is the same part of the brain. So you can actually sort of trick yourself. Every time you say, I want to say, I'm so nervous, think, I'm so excited. And it sort of works. The other thing I want to say, though, I'm sorry, this is a long answer.
She's doing it to me again, yeah.
Gratitude is key, because you cannot be anxious and grateful at the same time. So you want to think, I am so grateful that my mom is in the audience. Hi, Mom. I am so grateful that the judges gave up their time to do this. I'm so grateful for the director who poured a whole year into this pageant. If you think about gratitude, it will take your mind off of nerves.
Fantastic. And of course, you can find more of her answers at sarahwallbeckman.com, right? I got it right. It's right. I'm pointing the wrong way. There. Perfect. I have to do everything backwards. Drives me crazy. That's not right, right? No. Okay, we have the next question is from Shanna. What do you think the style for interview attire is? And I know you have an answer to this one. I saw that. I went, oh, I know the answer here. So,
this is great.
Okay.
This is great. In an earlier episode, I was talking about Joey from The Competitive Image, and he gave me a great tip. He said some pageant interview attire is even going to go to a two-piece. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
But that's probably, I would think maybe the USA system or some more fashion forward kind of system.
As a judge, I'd find that distracting, to be honest. I would find that very distracting, but go ahead.
Well, tasteful.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't want tasteful.
Another idea, strong shoulder pads, strong shoulders to a dress, an interview dress. Last year, we saw a lot of the cape business going on, those sort of halfsy capes that took the place of a sleeve.
Okay.
But this year, I think it's all about the jumpsuit as well. I think a lot of women are sporting jumpsuits, and it looks really chic.
Fantastic. Okay. Ashley asks, are you encouraged or inspired by the girls you are coaching? And I know I have a feeling you got a good answer on this one from some of our talking earlier.
I, especially the teens. I have one 13-year-old and one 15-year-old, and I don't want to give away the secret of what they're doing with their platforms, but it is incredible. And I think, what was I doing at 13 and 15? But these young ladies are making phone calls to corporations, and this is what I love about pageantry, is that the experiences that we get to have from working a platform are truly life foundational experiences. They will remember that they did this early on, and they'll think later on when they're a 50-year-old, I've done radio interviews, I've done TV, I've made cold calls to people that intimidated me. That's what's so great about pageantry.
That is fantastic. Now we have one that's going to be controversial. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Francie asks, should there be an age limit in the Misses competitions?
No way.
No way. No way. Now, is no this way. For you to pave the way for just being able to go at this forever? I'm sorry that I'll get rid of it. There you go. She's worried the logo is getting her right in the face. She's afraid this. Okay, here's the thing. I think she thinks that that's going to turn into a tattoo and she's going to become Mike Tyson. That's what I think is going on.
Maybe. Okay, should there be an age limit? It is tough. It's tough in the Mrs. category, but you can be completely charismatic and charming and a wow of elegance. Think of how Audrey Hepburn looked when she was in her 80s. That woman was chic.
Oh, yeah.
So I say go ahead and compete against each other.
All right. I am looking. There is literally too many comments to go through here. So what we're going to do. But I want to thank everybody that came out. It is crazy. Aaron wants to thank you personally for being part of the team that picked her, for being natural and genuine. So, we're getting Sarah to tear up. We better. Everybody, thank you for your questions. Tierra Dreams, Sarah.
Tierra Dreams, Tim.
That's my, no. I should never be allowed to do any of that.
Submitting material to the Pageant Cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come up with an idea. We know you have some. An appearance? A crowning? Record a brief video on your phone or webcam and remember to include your title and name. Send it to submit@pageantcast.com. Videos are best, as we are a video show after all, but we do take photos and stories. Get yours in now before the competition for space gets too big. We want your submissions. You. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.